What traits of your father do you admire as you look back on him?
Curiosity and love of people would be two of the big ones. He and my parents were not at all snobbish in any way, or they didn't feel any certain things. They just were curious people who liked to have a good time. They liked to know new things and find things that were going on and enjoy people. They were always learning something. So it's very interesting.
I'm sure you've acted on those things yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And my family, you know, I have a daughter, one who is an antique appraiser. I have one who is a school teacher, one who is in wholesale clothing. So we spread the gambit. It's fun.
And I'm sorry, I didn't ask you about your own children.
Oh, that's all right. I have three girls, Oaks and I do.
Let's name them.
We have Audrey Seven Oaks, who is a school teacher here in town. She did special needs school teaching for many years, and she's now teaching at a private school and teaching preschoolers. Then our middle daughter is Ann Griffin Seven Oaks, and she's married to David Bransky and lives in Calabasas, California. They have two little children, a boy and girl. Audrey has two little girls. And then Sophie Lake Seven Oaks lives here in town with her husband, Luke Lawson. And she is in the antique appraising. She went to Sotheby's School for her master's and postgraduate after that. And her husband moved here with the Kaiser. He's from Texas originally, and he moved here with a Chrysler remote. Isn't that fun? They were living in New York for many years, and they moved back here during the pandemic. So we're blessed to have two out of the three here.
That is great. Well, your dad died then July 3rd of 2001.
Yeah, and you know, 4th of July was his very favorite holiday.
Oh, is that right, I suppose? I had a list of the honorary pallbearers
yes.
at the funeral. And some of these people we know, and you may want to comment, Rich Atwell.
Well, he's a wonderful friend of ours from Fredericksburg and a marvelous car collector and has been a very dear, close friend of ours for many years.
Camp Bonds?
Camp Bonds from Muskogee, yes. These were all people that we grew up with.
David Boren.
Daddy was very close to David.
Oh, really?
Very close.
Big supporter of him then,
uh-huh.
Right? Politically, was he a Democrat, Republican, or did
he was a Democrat, honey. He was from the middle of Oklahoma. And of course, at that time, everybody was a Democrat.
That's true. Peter Duncan?
Peter Duncan, his wife, Linda, it was my sister's best friend. He's from South Africa and he's the most marvelous man. They live in Oklahoma City, and he was two-time Olympian for the University of Oklahoma. This is Peter Duncan. He's from South Africa and came up to swim for OU, and they live in Oklahoma City. That's a whole nother open barrel of monkeys right there. They're fabulous.
Right. Well, there's so many names. Of course, Tom Goodgame would be
yes.
an honorary. Jack Morris.
Jack
was
Morris.
Honorary. Dale Nicholson.
He ran our station in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Mike Norman.
Oh, he was a marvelous judge out of Muskogee.
Mike Rafter.
Yes, again, and from Muskogee.
Scott Robinson.
Uh-huh. He ran the port in Muskogee.
Here is Alonzo Slick Smith.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard of Slick's Restaurant in Muskogee?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. He had a barbecue place that he rented from us. And on New Year's Day every year, he would bring a greasy brown bag with all of ones that was his rent for the year. He paid a year in advance because he was afraid Daddy would raise the rent. And he was the same age as my mother. We called him Slick, and he was Hollywood's best friend. Hollywood was a gentleman that worked for us for many years that became a member of our family as well. And Ben Hollywood Ziegler. Slick was fantastic friend of ours.
Harold Stewart, of course,
well,
would be
they
part.
Were best friends.
Right. Wayne Tatum?
Yes, Uncle Wayne Tatum, we called him. He ran the boat docks and worked at the grocery company in Muskogee.
And then John Wilson?
John Wilson was a dear friend out of Dallas.